A Time-Traveling Cat and the Egyptian Goddess. Written by Julia Jarman and read by David Collins.
Chapter 1. Toffer found the cat in the shed at the bottom of the garden. It was on a pile of old newspapers. He had just come home from school and had gone to the shed to look for a coupon for a free offer he'd missed. He was into free offers. This one was for snuff, whatever that was. Snuff it and see, the advert had said. Anyway, he'd found the papers easily because his dad was a tidiness fanatic. And there, in a box labelled Old Newspapers, was the cat, curled up like a Chelsea bun. The spiralling lines of her sleeping body had a golden glow, and the gold was flecked with black and white, like currants and sugar. She was beautiful, the most beautiful cat he had ever seen, and yet strangely she seemed familiar. She had tabby markings, but she wasn't mostly grey like ordinary tabbies. She wasn't an ordinary anything. He should have known that from the start. Right now, he simply bent down to stroke her. It was odd how he was sure she was a she. And he forgot the snuff, the newspapers, everything. "You're very thin, Puss." She opened an amber eye. It was like a warning light. "Your ears are enormous." And her tail seemed too long for her body. It was a loud cry for a small cat, more a wail than a mew. He scratched between her ears and she stood up, stretched, arched, her tail like an exclamation mark. Both eyes were open now, and her mouth. "Are you hungry, cat? Stay here, then. I'll get you some milk." He closed the shed door, though he was sure she would have followed him, but he wasn't sure what his dad would say. He'd be home shortly. 6 months ago, he wouldn't have noticed whether there was a cat in the house or not, but he'd changed. Everything had changed. His dad used to be a real absent-minded professor. He worked at the university. Now he seemed to want to control everything. You only had to look at the weedless border by the path, at the dead daffodils all tied up in neat bundles, and the pruned rose bushes. Didn't cats dig in gardens? There wasn't any milk in the fridge, so he had to get it from the front step. Sunlight shone through the stained glass in the door, throwing coloured patterns on the black and white tiles. Outside, a dog was peeing against a plane tree, deepening the yellow of the patchy bark, and little kids were racing past on trikes. It would be nice to have a cat, better than coming home to an empty house. Over the road, a pigeon cooed from a chimney pot shaped like a tall crown. They were old-fashioned terraced houses in Arberton Road. Toffer liked the higgledy-piggledy roofline. "Hi!" It was Lisa from number 47. He closed the door, smartish. Lisa was like a Cindy doll. Back in the kitchen, he carefully filled a saucer and carried it down the garden path to the shed. For a miserable second, he thought the cat wasn't there. Then she leapt from a shelf to greet him, purred ecstatically as she rubbed around his legs. He put the milk on the floor and she lapped hungrily, splashing it over the edge. And he longed for her to be his. "Where have you come from, cat? You are a stray, aren't you?" He couldn't bear her to belong to anyone else. She had to be his. Then suddenly he changed his mind. Remembered. The sadness was back, like a stone in his throat. "Shoo, cat." He opened the door. She looked at him, her eyes round with astonishment. There was a little beard of milk on her chin. "Shoo." He waved his arms.
"Meow."
She wound round his legs.
"I'm yours, Toffer, yours."
He had to laugh at himself, imagining her speaking to him. "Oh, no, you're not. Scat, cat."
"Meow. I'm yours, Toffer, yours."